It's KCUR Central Standard. I'm Brian Ellison. 12 years ago, a musician named Richie Restivo was killed in a brawl. He was just 19 and had recently graduated from high school. Even though he died at such a young age, people in Kansas City still remember him as the guy who got them into music. Soon after Richie died, his friend Jimmy Fitzner wrote a song about it, but it took him more than a decade to get to the point of performing it. Jimmy's band, The Grizzly Hand, will release the song in a new album later this year, but they gave us a sneak preview, and Jimmy and his bandmate Lauren Crum told us the backstory to the song in front of a live audience back in April at KCUR's podcast party.
Richie was this really cool, beautiful human being who was a hell of a musician, probably the best musician I ever met. An awesome songwriter. You know, he looked good and he acted right and he cared. He grew up in playing ska music, reggae music. You know, so it was that scene, kind of the Kansas City punk rock scene.
I woke up today trying to figure out which part of my brain I can call it my broken heart.
I think all that I remember of him is like him sitting at a piano and playing something crazy or like taking off his clothes and running around naked.
Oh, I remember when I last saw you, I left as you entered. We did not speak. You just smiled and hugged me and went on to live your last week. I'm wasting your
time. He was killed in a fight. It was a big group of guys, two groups of people, and they met each other to resolve the differences or fight it out or whatever it was, and there's a lot more guys on one side than the other, and he was jumped and he was stabbed to death and killed in Rockhurst High School parking lot.
I woke up today and I put on a suit that you would have loved, and I carried your casket into the sunlight. I cried for your mother, I just couldn't mask it. Some people say when you're full.
I wrote the song pretty quickly, or some of the lines, and the little guitar lick was kind of for him. But then it was just kind of, I don't know, I'm kind of a goofy guy, and there's lots of fun stuff going on, and usually in my songs, I think so, it just got a little too, it was a little too heavy.
Oh, we shelved it. I was like, not ready. I like ugly cried. It was like the end of a rehearsal when like you're all loose and you're like, we're going to do all these things. Like we're going to go to Japan. We're going to write a this record. And then it's like, oh, I have this new song. And I was always, I don't do it as much anymore. But it's like, what's your new song, Jimmy? So like push. What's your new song? He's like, all right. It's about Richie. And I was like, no, do it. And then I was like, oh no. So then it was like heard nothing of it for a few years. I think he realized that it was like,
yeah,
it was obviously like incredibly poignant, but I didn't make it through.
It was like it solidified a bunch of people in amber. It encased our friendship in a weird way that I don't think is possible without something that violent and tragic happening. So hundreds of people that he knew through music or high school or whatever all started to become friends. And then you'd see people that, like, I know you knew Richie. And so and then those people started, you know, forming relationships and starting bands and getting married, and these people, I mean, he basically created a little social network with his death in kind of a really weird way.
It's weird when you lose someone that's basically a teenager, like we're grown-ups now, so it's different, and the memories that we made with him and the things that we carry are, you know, they don't translate, they're in a box.
We kind of ended up with a band that we needed to have. And it takes a little time to get used to one another and fall into your groove and make something worth hearing. And
a lot of people in the band knew him really well, as well as me or better. And so it was finally kind of time. So that's Richie's primary instrument, was the trumpet. And so that's why it was very important, I think, to bring horns into the song, you know, give it that ska feel. You know, there's sort of a bridge part where the song kind of changes, and really this is a lot of Mike Stover's doing, is that we wanted it to turn into a song he would write, or turn into a ska song right there. So you hear the kind of the upstroke on the guitar.
My favorite part of the song that's really important to me, and something that I when you get old and your friends die, that I think is really important is the idea that you can talk about it, because that's weird, and then you're the weird person talking about your dead friend. But it's like everyone in this room has a dead friend.
Do you mind if I turn off the radio? Because the song that's playing, the sound that it's making, and that trumpet is breaking my heart. I knew him well, think about him all the time. I know you don't mind if I sit here and just talk about him a little while longer.
That was the Kansas City band The Grizzly Hand. Jimmy Fitzner and Lauren Crumb shared the story of their song The Picture I Keep live in front of an audience at KCUR's podcast party. That story was produced by Sylvia Maria Gross. You can listen to more of our Story of a Song series with local musicians on our website, kcur.org.